Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So in order to shift our awareness in this way, we have to be convinced that always focusing on our external world is not the way forward. Okay? So as human beings, we're very externally focused. You know, we're always trying to change our environment, change our relationships, everything to give rise to happiness, don't we? So if we're unhappy, the first thing we think of is I need to change something. Don't we? We just think, oh, I need to change something. It can be anything. It can be our hair, our shoes, our curtains, our carpets, our partners, our kids, our jobs, our whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, but if human, we're just, it's not normal. We all do this. As soon as we get a negative feeling, it's like, oh, God, it's like, not even conscious. It doesn't even actually say these words, I've got to change something. But the mind shifts. And if you check it, what's it doing? It's trying to change things, thinking, what can I change? What can I get rid of so that my life becomes easier? So Buddha said, but if our happiness depends upon external things alone, then there actually is no hope, because our external world is one that naturally gives rise to suffering without choice. He said, aging is like an immovable mountain. Sickness is like an immovable mountain. Death is like an immovable mountain. So in other words, we have no choice. So what we need is an inner mental power so that our mind becomes like a mind of steel. Yeah. So it's funny, it's like we need a mind of steel, but it also needs to be very kind and compassionate. Yeah. So it's quite interesting. So, because sometimes when people hear this, we need a mind of steel, they think, oh, so Buddhism's all about becoming very, just focusing on yourself, really rock hard, not caring about others. And it's not actually, it's the opposite. The more stable your own mind is, the more you're able to benefit and help others. You know, when our mind is out of control, we're not really much help to anyone, are we? So we're trying to make our mind much more powerful. So one great Buddhist master, he said something like, whoever I see, whether they are of high status, low status, whether they are young, old, male, female, lay or ordained, they differ only in appearance and behavior. In essence, they are all the same. Everybody, without exception, experiences problems. Right? So understanding this, one of the positive thoughts that we can start to develop is, I have this human life. Within this human life, there are problems and difficulties, but I want a meaningful life. Okay? So it's a determination arising from this. I want a meaningful life. So I accept that I will have all these problems and difficulties and challenges, but within this life, I want a meaningful one. How do I achieve this? I achieve this by learning to hold meaningful objects, meaningful thoughts and feelings within my mind. So when our mind is holding meaningful thoughts and feelings, these are ones that make our life meaningful, make us feel meaningful, then our mind is peaceful, regardless of what's happening externally. Because I'm sure you've also had times in your life that have been very, very difficult, but your mind has been at peace. And because it has been at peace, dealing with those challenges and problems has been okay. We've sort of had maybe experience of both. You know, I can remember sitting with someone who I was close to as they were dying, but because my mind was very peaceful, and I just really wanted to help them go through the death process, when I look back, it was one of the most beautiful experiences I had. Now, that would sound strange, you know. Another time, I remember being on a long a coach journey in America that took 36 hours. And it was only supposed to have taken less than half of that, but there were lots of problems that arose in that situation. But actually, it was, again, when I look back, even though it was very hard and harrowing physically, and we ended up in all sorts of funny places, I made friends with the people on that coach, and we experienced a really fun time, you know, and I look back, and it was a really fun time, you know. So neither of those things are something that I'd say, right, go on, you know, go and sign yourself. What have you got coming up this year? Oh, I'm going to go on a coach that I think I'm only going to be on for 5 hours, but I'm going to be on for 36. And then I'm going to sit with someone who's dying. Woohoo. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not like what we would plan for or that we'd want. We think they're going to be good times. But when I look back, they were such good times in a different way. And I felt that my mind shifted and I learned so much from both of those situations. So it's what we hold in our mind at these times that determine whether the situation is good or bad. This is something else that is fundamental to Buddhist teachings. Because I've also had times in my life, I don't know if you have, where actually externally things have been good. You know, I've been with nice people, doing nice things, but I've hated every moment of it. Have you ever had that? I know. And often you end up paying a big bill as well at the end of the evening or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And you've gone in thinking, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this, meeting these people, doing this, blah, blah, blah. But actually something shifted in your mind and you feel so angry or negative or someone said something or whatever. And it's horrible. It's been awful. But if someone said to you, well, what did you do? Oh, well, I went out with friends and we went out to this really nice restaurant and then we went to this really nice theatre, blah, blah, blah. So that sounds lovely. So it was awful. Well, you know, and it cost me 200 quid and it was one of the worst nights of my life, you know? So it's not, is it, our externals that determine our experience. It's what's going on within our mind. So the wonderful news about the mind is that the mind, its capacity is infinite. And, you know, you get a certain point in your life where your body has reached its peak. But as a human being, we'll never get to the point where our mind has reached its peak. So this is really good. It's really good news. Okay, so if we stop identifying with this external thing and start to identifying with our mind, there's a lot of vitality in there. There's a lot of growth that can happen. There's a lot of development that can happen. We can take our mind to its highest level. And the highest level, from a Buddhist point of view, is permanent peace. Is where the mind experiences permanent peace. And this is probably what you've heard of as nirvana or enlightenment. So it's a very high level of realization. So all of these, so how do we achieve this permanent peace? By training our mind. And we do this by putting all these different teachings of Buddha into practice. And these teachings that Buddha gave, he gave 84,000 teachings. And they are held within what's called Lam Rim, or stages of the path. So these are stages of the path to enlightenment, right? So it's Lam Rim, or stages of the path to enlightenment. And it takes us from an ordinary mind to the highest level that we can become. Now, you know, for some people, they're not interested in going to the highest level that they can become. They're not really interested in becoming a Buddhist. And that's completely fine, because Buddha taught in a way that people can use the teachings in whatever way is beneficial to them. So there's a lot of Buddhist teachings now in mainstream, isn't there? Psychology, sociology, hospitals, etc. They use a lot of Buddhist theory and philosophy. So we can incorporate little bits of it to uplift our mind, or we can follow the whole path to take our mind to enlightenment. So the method that Buddha gave were his teachings, which are called Dharma. These teachings of Buddha are called Dharma. And within these teachings are all the techniques that we need in order to uplift and train our mind. So we, in this way, we can become, we can sort of become like wisdom warriors of the mind, you know. So our mind, through putting these different techniques into practice, becomes stronger and stronger, even though as time goes on, as we age, etc., our body's becoming weaker. our mind becomes stronger. Hey? And so this is, you know, where you read stories of great Buddhist masters, you know, and how a master refers to both men and women, because Buddhist mistresses doesn't sound right, does it? So just because of the sort of the way, you know, it interprets in our society. So these Buddhist masters, you know, they were able to remain in perfect concentration for ages. Nothing disturbed their mind. Nothing disturbed their mind. And everything that they did and everything that they thought was only beneficial, only helpful. Okay? So Buddhism teaches that within each of us, we have the potential, each of us without exception, we have the potential for permanent peace. We have the potential for great wisdom. Right? We have the potential to uplift our mind so that it can be of great benefit to others. But what distracts us and stops us is that we allow our negative minds to get root, and we believe them and we hold on to them. So we've got to learn to let these minds go. Right? So from this morning, there's one of the points is that we've got to accept, you know, I've got to accept that life is hard, and that is normal for everybody. It's not possible to have a human life without problems. I have to learn to accept that I have a choice, actually, of whether I allow my life to break me or whether I use it in order to develop and train my mind to its highest level. You know, I have this choice. I have to stop focusing too much externally all the time and instead start to watch what's going on in my internal world. If my internal world is good, my external world will be fine. If my internal world, my mind, is not good, then it doesn't matter how good my external world is, I will not be happy. Right? So it's learning to, okay, I've got to start watching, you know, start watching my mind. What's my mind thinking? How often is it negative? How often is it negative about myself? You know, becoming much more aware, because we're not even aware often of how negative the mind gets. You know, we're so familiar often with these voices of self-doubt and discouragement that we don't even notice them anymore. You know, if someone else could get some sort of a machine and listen to our thoughts about ourselves, you know, they probably would be quite shocked. So we've got to, become aware of it. Awareness is the key, isn't it? From awareness comes change. Right? So having negative thoughts, negative feelings, they have no function other than to disturb our mind and take away our peace. Okay? Having negative thoughts about yourself or others has no function other than to disturb our peace. Right? Like if you had a problem and you came to me and you said, oh, Bridget, I have this problem. And I say to you, okay, well, what I think you need to do is go away. And I want you to think about that problem as often as you can. Never stop thinking about it. And whilst you're thinking about it, I want you to think that it's your fault and that you're a failure and the world is against you and that you're useless. I want you to go away and think like that, and then the answer will come. All right? It doesn't work, does it? Okay? So what we're doing, it's a science, isn't it? What we're doing doesn't work. It doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't help ourselves or others in any way, does it? And yet we keep doing it. Right? So the first thing is like, okay, I'm going to stop. Right? I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to change my way of viewing. I'm going to listen to this voice more. And when it gets negative, I'm going to say, shut up. Right? I'm going to say, shut up. And instead, I'm going to say to myself, you know what? I'm doing okay. Right? I'm going to think about all the difficulties I have faced and how I'm still here and I'm still trying. So I'm doing okay. Right? I'm going to think about the good qualities in my mind. You know, sometimes when we think of good qualities, we tend to think, or to have a meaningful life, we tend to think that we have to have this incredible sort of, I don't know, this life where we do huge things, you know, that of great benefit. But actually, it's not true, you know. Just doing lots of little things lifts the mind. We don't have to be, you know, I don't know, jumping into burning buildings and lifting cars above our head to rescue people and jumping into rivers and, you know, blah, 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 to feel good about ourselves. We can do lots of little things, small things. And there's so it's, yeah, so just small things we do. You know, just looking at someone, giving them a smile changes their day. It does, doesn't it? Don't you think? Even if they don't smile back, at least I think, oh, well, at least there's somebody, you know. Do you know what I mean? So it's we don't have to do lots of big things to change our experience of being a better person. We can do little things. Okay? So if you think that your life isn't meaningful because you've never managed to do that big thing that you think needs to be done, just think of all the small things that you've done and they add up. You know, if you live a life and you're surrounded by people, you know, it is definite that throughout your life you have done some good things for people. We all have. We might have done some awful things as well, but we have done some good things. Okay? So let's think about that rather than all the rubbish that we get stuck on, because that's what happens, isn't it? We get stuck on, I did this and I did that, and I'm full of regret and guilt and all that stuff. It's no good. So we move forward and we think, okay, I have done some good things. Everybody's done some good things. I'm sure I've done some good things. Bridget said I've done some good things. What are those good things? You know, yeah, I've definitely done some good things. So we try thinking that way. And then going forward, I'll do small things. I'll just do small things. Lots of small things. And we live in a society where it's very easy to do little small things that actually are big gestures to others.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.